What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And of course is Katy Perry, who, unlike Bruce Springsteen, has had number one hits as a musician.
I'll stand for none of that slander or comparison, sir.
I just love that. It's one of my great ways to tick off the crazy Bruce Springsteen fans out there, is just point out that he never had a number one hit. Although we did have a cranky, annoyed text who's like, he did write some songs that were number one or something. Like, great, I don't care.
This next song goes out to a guy from the south coast of Massachusetts that doesn't believe that I'm able to generate top hits and be an American legend.
Are you a Springsteen guy? Are you one of those guys that follows him around?
No, I'm not one of those guys that goes gaga over him and just hears Bruce Springsteen and melts like microwave popcorn butter.
Good.
No.
Good.
But do I love Bruce Springsteen? Absolutely.
Meh. Anyway, this next segment, I'm going to let everybody know, was a from a brainstorming session from Fitzy and Hart about 10 o'clock last night. May have been a few beers consumed prior to the brainstorming session. So that's either why we were so creative and it was such a good idea, or it's telling you why this is going to be a disaster. But this segment
what
is known as Real Firework Name or 80s Porn Film. You decide.
Right.
So, Nick Fitzy Stevens, take it away.
All right. Zach, can I have the music for the, please?
That's a porn music.
There you go. Yeah, listen, Andy, I know everybody loves fireworks. Sometimes those fireworks go off in the bedroom. Sometimes those fireworks go off in the backyard or the beaches.
Sometimes they go off prematurely and people get hurt.
That's true. Everyone be careful of your hands and plans going into this 4th of July. Please, please firework responsibly. So while looking at the names of some of these fireworks available locally in New Hampshire, where they love freedom and a good time in the air, I thought, man, these are really risque. It's unbelievable. These actually sort of sound like porno movie titles. So that's where we came up with Actual Firework or 80s Adult Film. Andy, I have prepared a list here for you today. I will be shocked, thrilled, and amazed if you get over 50% on this quiz. Are you ready?
Are you sure? I'm sort of a firework connoisseur.
Okay.
I don't know as much about 80s porn, but...
And I'm sort of an 80s porn... all right. Let's see if the audience can play along as well. Guys, have fun. Here we go. Actual firework or 80s adult film. Here we go. Bangin' Hard.
That is a firework.
All right. This man knows his pyrotechnics and explosives. You are correct, sir. That
nice,
is actually...
one for one. I'm better at this than Quiz with Stiz.
That's one of those. It's a large boxed firework that just fires off a bunch of
love things. Those.
It's fun. All right.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Next one. Pandora's Mirror.
That could either be one of those sparkling shower type pyrotechnics, but I'm going to say that is an 80s porno film.
A woman goes into an antique shop to buy furniture and notices a large mirror, which the owner refuses to sell, claiming it's possessed. She persuades him to let her borrow it for a few days. When she gets home and looks at it, she discovers it has the power to show her the way to be a nymphomaniac.
I don't know if I'm proud to say I'm now 2-0 or gonna start to get embarrassed if I'm really good at this. But go ahead, proceed.
All right, ready? Taboo.
The answer to that one feels like it should be both. I don't know if that is allowed in this game.
It's not allowed. It's one or the other.
I'm going to say that's 80s porn, because if it was a firework, I would call it taboom.
Well played. A female friend of a sexually frustrated mother tries broadening her horizons with an orgy. Though avoiding it, the new feelings cause her to force herself on her sleeping son. To her amazement, the seduction is mutual.
I am going to start to throw one of these so I don't seem overly creepy and weird. And
this guy knows a lot about porn and pyrotechnics. What's his deal?
All right, here we go. Next one. Loud and nasty.
That is a firework.
That is actually a spinning noise machine that shoots off the green and red flares all around. You do know your fireworks and surprisingly your pornography as well.
Yeah, I'm both proud and ashamed all in once.
Blue ecstasy.
Blue ecstasy. That's also a firework.
I'm sorry. From 1982, no. Bluer than blue, hotter than hot, ready or not, here I come.
Excuse me?
That was the tagline.
Did you Google these on your own computer?
Yes, there's no... I perverted
honey,
no
it's
firewall.
For the show.
All right, next
show
one.
Show prep, honey.
2 minute super finale.
That has to be a firework. Right?
I so wanted that one to actually be a movie, correct? A lot of us in the audience can relate to that on multiple fronts. Pretty peaches.
Pretty peaches.
Pretty peaches.
Sounds like a country song. I am going to say that's an 80s porn.
When Peaches' boyfriend, Bobby, peeps on Peaches' divorced mother, the mother forces him to strip and has her way with him. Thinking her mother's a prude, Peaches looks for sexual advice from both her stepfather and her Vietnam veteran stepuncle.
That seems made up. That seems like a made-up version of an 80s porn.
These are all from IMDb.
Jeez.
All right, ready? Bigger is better.
I'm going to say 80s porn.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is a firework.
That could have been both
like
as well.
It launches like a cannon turret, which is also what the...
All right, last one before we get in trouble. Wrap it up.
All right, here we go. Champagne for breakfast.
Champagne for... That doesn't really make sense as a firework, although I guess the champagne of like... I'm going to say porn.
High executive champagne hires Harry as a chauffeur for her sex trips.
I went like 6-2 in this or something like that.
Dude, you dominated on that.
I am, again, both proud and a little embarrassed to say that I did, but that is the brainchild of some Millers last night down the street here when WEEI went out and Fitzy didn't have to pay. That was real firework name or 80s porn film, and Fitzy needs to clean out the cash on his home laptop before his wife sees that. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson's going to join the show. We're going to bid adieu to Fitzy. He's going to get a little getaway day like the Red Sox today, get an early start on some 4th of July. So enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the weekend, Fitzy.
Happy 4th of July, Andy, everybody, Javon, Zach, and company. Everybody, please remember to firework responsibly. God bless America. You never look better at 249.
Up next, Ted Johnson's got a flowery shirt on. He joins the show. It's time for the 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.